The findings are for what was otherwise a pretty good year for military voting. DOD says military voter participation was up 21% in 2010 compared with the last midterm election in 2006. But based on post-election surveys, the number of troops who requested military absentee ballots and never got them also increased dramatically. The Pentagon's Federal Voter Assistance Program estimates that 29% of active duty military voters never got their ballots. That represents about 120,000 troops. One possible reason for that, 44% of local election officials missed a federal deadline that requires them to send out military absentee ballots at least 45 days before Election Day. Bob Carey is the Voter Assistance Program's director.
One of the things we're trying to figure out, we still don't know how we're going to figure this out, is the extent of this problem. There are approximately 7,800 election jurisdictions nationwide, but 92% of the military ballots are transmitted by only 15% of those 7,800 election jurisdictions. 88% of the election jurisdictions only transmit 8% of the ballots. So what you have a lot of these small jurisdictions who may have 1, 2, 10, 15 total military and overseas ballots.
Carey says they don't yet know if the problems were concentrated in particular areas. In the previous election cycle, he says, officials in New York City and southern Illinois seem to be the worst offenders. But he also says DOD doesn't have enough information to know whether the blame lies primarily with elections officials or military voters themselves. For example, if an elections administrator doesn't get a request for a ballot until after the 45-day deadline has passed, there's no way to meet that deadline.
What we're trying to figure out is whether they did not receive their ballots because they did things properly and it was never delivered to them, or they erroneously assumed that they are automatically going to receive a ballot because they had requested a ballot in 2008. With that law being repealed, They erroneously relied upon that.
One potentially promising solution in the short term, Carey thinks, is to make the process electronic, or at least part of it.
So that a voter doesn't receive their ballot in time, it's at least still posted online. So they can go and just download it and send it in themselves, and not have to wait for the mail delivery of the ballot to get to them.
It's not exactly e-voting. The electronic delivery of the ballot to the voter is a one-way trip, but in the near term, DOD thinks it's a good answer. And Carey says they learned a lot about that process in the 2010 cycle.
In 2010, the Department of Defense funded 17 states in developing these programs, and then 14 more states did their own. And one of the things that we found is that the states that did their own systems actually had much higher utilization than the states that used our system. And I think it's because, using our system, it was federally procured, so it was a federal decision as to who the vendor was going to be, and so you're basically having to attach a third-party vendor to the pre-existing election administration systems that are already in place. The states that did their own systems, funded it themselves, were able to integrate it, and so I think that was one of the reasons they had much greater utilization. That's why we're going to a grant program this year rather than a procurement program, so that the states can determine how to be able to build these systems themselves. We simply provide some funding. That way they can build upon what they already have in place.
Under the grant-based structure, Carey says DOD will take a step back and let states decide how to handle ballot delivery. The next logical step is to move to full-scale electronic voting for active-duty service members, which could happen by 2016 or 2018. At least one state, West Virginia, allowed online voting in 2010, and Arizona implemented a system that let military voters upload images of their ballots online. Carey says he expects several states to try various forms of e-voting for military members in next year's election.
There are inherent security risks with that. But there are also inherent security risks with the current system, such as 112,000 people who think they're going to get a ballot don't get it. That's a risk. There's not going to be any electronic voting system that's ever going to be 100% secure, but also the current paper-based system is not 100% reliable either. We've got to accept that. So we're trying to figure out whether we should make a federal system or whether we should support the states in building their own systems. And then also to figure out what exactly are the requirements in both security, reliability, and privacy in order to be able to make this system workable.
Carey says DOD is looking at what states have already done with e-voting as it tries to decide whether a federal solution to military e-voting makes sense. As part of that effort, DOD has assigned its own cyber pros to try to hack into some of the existing online voting systems to test their security, and they plan to announce their results soon. But Carey says his inclination is to let states lead. He says there are reasons to be concerned about setting up a single centralized voting system run by the Pentagon.
For the bad guys out there, even if they don't hack into the system and actually change any of the votes, just defacing the web page would be a strategic communications victory for the bad guys, you know, especially if it's the DoD system.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.